Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
playing chess.
Yeah.
I wish I knew how to play chess.
I'm good at chess.
Really?
Too many rules.
Yep. I'm very good at chess.
When's the last time you played?
I played Merrick Watts in chess.
Did you?
Yeah. Actually?
As we discussed, life, radio.
That's nice.
How long did you play for?
Oh, we didn't get to the end of it. Chess is a very long game.
Yeah. Like Monopoly. You have to just call it at some point.
I mean, we chat about there's some chess experts out there that can, you know, go very quickly, or there's speed chess, so you only have a certain amount of time to make a move.
Yeah, you've got to do it and hit the timer, don't you? Yeah.
But I got in trouble so much at school, I'm putting my memory now. It was like the school counselor.
Okay.
He played chess and he was very good at it, and that's where I learned, because every time I went there, he would make me play chess.
Isn't this the plot of Queen's Gambit?
I've never seen Queen's Gambit. Is it?
Oh, no, maybe it was the janitor.
Yeah, it's the janitor.
It's the janitor, not the counselor.
I watched the first, like,
two episodes. Very close. It's very close.
Okay. Some more things about the counselor, so you know he's real. He fought in the war. He had a wooden leg. Didn't like me making fun of the wooden leg. And he always said to me, because I just hated things instantly, I'd just be like, I don't want to do that. And he'd always say to me, he'd go, Jimmy, just when the shower's too hot and you put your leg in, you don't just not go into the shower, do you? And I'm like, wow.
I'm not even kidding. That's what was said on the Queen's Gambit.
No, sorry, that wasn't.
Also, I know you just added some details to prove that he's real, but you're very good at adding details on the fly and making it sound real.
You're also a professional bullshitter. So people out there might be, wow, and Grace and I are like, still don't believe you.
No, I've told many fake stories on the show. Even my parents listen to the show, and they like I say certain things, and they're like, that didn't happen. I didn't tell you guys, my parents visited recently and come to see me.
True story, by the way. That is true.
Guys, yeah, I don't know.
Nate saw him. Photos of him.
Wait, no, I didn't. I never saw him. They never came down.
No, there was plenty of photos of him.
No, I did see photos of him, yes.
So they came down and Mum goes, can you stop telling fake stories on the radio? And I go, I was like, Mum, you need to be more specific. I was like, they're real events and you just put a bit of mayo. By the way, school counselor, I can't remember his name. Real bloke, wooden leg, love chess. Use the shower thing. I don't know what he's... That's true. Stop looking at me, both of you. Like, that is a real story. I'll get my mum on to tell you about the school counselor. But Mum goes... No, she goes, I was listening the other day and you told the story when we grew up at the farm that I would... I don't remember telling this on air, by the way, so please tell me, because Mum was telling me this and I'm like, I didn't do this on the show. She was adamant that I told a story on the show where I said I mimicked roosters as a child growing up and I would make the rooster call... And to try and wake my parents up in the morning to fake them out.
I remember the rooster chat. I don't remember that specific detail, but...
Well, that's the chat that Mum heard, and Mum was getting a hair done at the hairdresser, and the hairdresser heard on the podcast, apparently. She's like, that's so funny. Jimmy would get up and go... And Mum goes,
I love that your mum's hairdresser listens to the show.
I know. And she goes, Mum goes, he never did that. She goes, my son hated getting up in the morning. There's no way he beat us up and then did a rooster noise.
And well, what a great story.
I don't remember saying that on the show, but it does sound like something I'd say.
Absolutely.
It absolutely does.
I am a bullshitter, and as you just heard then, I do a great rooster noise because I grew up around roosters. But the bit about beating my parents up and doing the rooster noise to annoy them, I didn't do it.
To be fair, I wouldn't have questioned that. That sounds like something real.
Yeah.
Counselor with a wooden leg, though.
That is true. I also, the first girl I dated, Sarah, I flipped a rubber, and it's the same as Grace's story.
My first boyfriend, we flipped a rubber, and that's how I ended up with my first boyfriend, Phil. He was from England.
And then she got hit by an ambulance, and so it's true. It's not great.
I know. Yeah.
So a friend fell off a bike, and then the ambulance came to see a friend. And when the ambulance got to the scene, it hit Sarah.
That's not ideal, is
no,
it?
No, that's not
I
a
mean,
good
it's kind
story.
Of is and isn't. Yeah. It's like, well, there's already an ambulance there.
Yeah. Oh, how convenient.
Well, put them both in. Anyway, so Dad was a firefighter in town, so he knew the ambo drivers. Mm. So they said, they told that sort of story to him. And he goes, that's your girlfriend from the rubber. And
from the rubber.
And we had a box of roses at home that was already opened. Mm. So some of them had been taken. And Dad goes, you should ride around to a house. Gundawini, very small place.
Sure.
So I rode around to a house. And she was not happy that I brought her a used box of like roses.
Used box sounds opened. When you call it a used box, used for what?
Just had empty wrappers in it. I chatted about this with the school council with Wood Lake.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Nate's producer, Dippy. Australia will not make any effort to become a republic until well after the Indigenous voice to Parliament has been enshrined. That is from Prime Minister Anthony Albanese.
Yeah.
Albanese himself has made his views about becoming a republic known in the past. For those who don't know, he's very strong.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought that was one of his election promises to hold a referendum to make the country a republic.
It was definitely on there.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
So are you saying that sometimes people are elected into power and they don't...
That's not what I'm saying, but if the shoe fits...
Are you saying they're making promises that they can't keep?
I would never say such a thing.
But he is saying now is not the time, given the passing of Queen Elizabeth. Albanese has not ruled out holding a referendum on the Republic should he receive a second term as Prime Minister.
Oh, so he's making the same promise, being like, but guys, next time, I swear.
Okay, if you really want to make sure I'm here for another four. Okay.
Albanese, here we go again, part two. Do we want to be a Republic?
Yeah. I mean, look, to be fair, it's not great to do it straight away, is it?
No.
If it is something that's on your agenda. We haven't even had the funeral.
He said, I've been asked a few times about the debate about the monarchy and those issues. This isn't the time for that. He said, this is a time to pay respect to Queen Elizabeth to give thanks for extraordinary service. Opposition leader Peter Dutton. Oh, yes, you're probably like me, Australia. I forgot Peter Dutton was the opposition leader.
I totally forgot that.
I read an article today.
Sorry, maybe Abbo will get a second term.
And I copied exactly what it was there. It was opposition leader Peter Dutton. And I went,
what?
Started Googling. Okay. I was like, is this
a... okay.
Yeah, and he said, the Queen hasn't even been laid to rest yet. The usual suspects are out for blood. he was very angry about it. But not at this stage. But as Gray said, yes, he did say that he would have a referendum. But it looks like now he's saying the second term.
It's interesting because I feel now with the passing of the Queen, a lot more people are keen on being a republic because people are like, well, now, you know, Queen Elizabeth II's gone.
Absolutely. 70 years. 70 years she was on the throne for. I mean, a lot of people alive only knew the Queen as being the only ruler on the throne. So, I mean, as soon as you step away from that, that's when people are going, okay, what else can we change? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, Grace, you were away on the weekend. We had Andrew Jenner on, who was the former mayor of the Royal Borough. That's like the suburb, the area where the royals live.
Yeah,
He now resides in Australia. And he said on the show, he goes, I reckon a lot of places around the world haven't become republics because she's a sweet old lady.
Exactly. And people are so comfortable with the idea of her being the queen.
Yeah.
But now that it's somebody else and
angry
to be fair,
King Charles with his
he doesn't have
sausage
the best,
fingers.
approval rating.
Yeah.
High five, Charles.
So, look, I mean, yeah, that's the update for now.
Stick around. 4 years.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Look, I want to ask now on 131060 Australia, do you love your name or do you hate your name? This is after parents from around the world are sharing the baby names they regret giving their newborns.
Okay.
This has all come from Gabby Lamb, a comedian in the US, who admitted online that she named her child Sublime.
Oh, she didn't.
Well, Gabs, I could have told you that.
That was after she was inspired by the American reggae rock band Sublime from the 80s.
Makes sense, yeah.
So for those playing along at home, her child is named Sublime Lamb.
Oh, no.
Sublime Lamb.
Oh, jeez. Mm,
that is some Sublime Lamb.
Have you Gordon Ramsay's arrived?
Tasty.
The video has been viewed more than 300,000 times. Hundreds of parents flooding in to share their baby name regrets. I've picked three of my favourites, if I can, from the comments section. One person said, now, Grace, I hope you're going to help me here because I've never seen Twilight.
Okay, yep.
But they said, I named my son Emmett after Emmett Cullen from Twilight.
Yep.
Not a fan now.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard because I feel like there'd also be kids named Khaleesi and stuff. Like,
who's Emmett?
Emmett is one of the brothers, Edward's brother, Emmett.
So wait, so Edward's brother's Emmett.
Mm.
Edward and Emmett.
Edward and Emmett.
Edward, Emmett, Jasper. And then there's...
Jasper! I wouldn't pick Jasper, any of those.
Alice.
No, Ed's
Rosalie.
All right.
Ed, yeah. Ed's my middle name. Yeah. Edward. Yeah.
One of the baby names from Twilight... Sorry to stop down on Twilight, by the way.
No,
but one of the famous baby names from Twilight is when Edward and Bella have their baby, they choose the first part of... Bella's mum, Renee, and then the second part is Edward's mum, Esme, and the baby's name, Renesme.
I don't know what was worse, that song or that?
That story.
I didn't come up with it.
Someone said...
Oh, no, yeah, but whoever came up with that
story.
Yeah, you
chose to tell it. Yeah. someone else in the comments
said... Somewhere to go watch Twilight.
...said, I regretted... what I named my fourth son. So I changed it 9 months after he was born. I couldn't spend the rest of my life calling him Xander. So I changed it to Jonah.
Oh, that's a big change. Xander or Xander?
Or just Xander. You're just saying Xander weirdly.
Was it X-N?
Xander?
Yeah, no, I think it's probably Xander.
X hyphen A-N-D-E-R.
Oh, there's a hyphen.
If there's a hyphen, actually, are you working
on it? No, there is. Xander.
Then that's definitely Xander. Okay,
yeah. And finally,
you definitely made that up, actually.
I did. There's no hyphen.
Me and Grace look
at
me going.
Weirdly, it starts with an E.
It's EX space ANDER. And finally, one of the comments I enjoyed was I named my kid after a Pokemon. I thought it was a cool idea in 2002. I named my daughter Evie. E-E-V-E-E.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think Evie's a lovely name.
Evie's a beautiful name.
I think Evie's a really nice name. But yeah, the spelling of that to do it directly like the Pokemon is, that's interesting, isn't it?
So, well, that's why I thought 13, 10, 60, do you love your name or do you hate your name? Are there people? Because again, you don't pick your own name.
Some people do.
And I'm happy to chat to those people. Maybe you hated your name so much that your parents gave you and went, get out of here.
That you changed it.
I'm bringing something new in.
Absolutely.
Can we tell your mum sort of rebranded, didn't she?
Oh, yeah, she did. She, her name's Kathleen.
It's not legal, though, is it?
No, it's just a nickname.
Yeah.
So her name's Kathleen,
like
legally.
Dippy.
Like Dippy. She went by Kathy her entire childhood because her kindergarten teacher thought Kathleen was too hard.
Mm.
And when she and my dad separated, she went, nope, that's it. I've never really liked the name Kathy. I want everyone to call me Kate.
And now she's Kate. There you go.
Yeah.
Fun story.
So give us a call, 13, 10, 60. Do you love your name or do you hate your name? The name that your parents gave you. And also, I will accept if you've legally changed it.
I'd
love
to know if somebody's changed as well. Yeah. All right, 13, 10, 60. Do you love your name? Do you hate your name? Jump on the phones right now. We've also got movie tickets to give away, guys. You want some movie tickets? Give us a call. Do you love your name? Do you hate your name? Have you changed your name? Take your calls next. It's Jimmy and Nate.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay. Because you could hear it all
this
here.
13, 10, 60. Do you love your name or do you hate your name? This is after a comedian in the US, Nate, by the name of Gabby Lamb, shared online that she named a child Sublime after she was inspired by the American reggae rock band Sublime in the 80s. So playing along, the kid's name is Sublime Lamb.
I always find this so wild. I was like, did you not say the first and second name next to each other when you did it? Like, this is unbelievable.
So a bunch of people got involved saying the names, and a lot of them had named their child, and then after about a year or so, they changed the name.
You and I, we have very basic names, but I'm indifferent about it. Like, Nathan is fine. Jimmy's even more, like...
Well, James.
Jimmy's a nickname. James Smith. Nathan Roy. Like, we're not complicated name people, are we?
Just a couple of knockabout blokes giving it a red
hot go. Just giving it a go, mate. That's us, you and I. Left foot, right foot. Alicia from Newey. Hi, Alicia. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We are going all right. Tell us, do you love your name? Do you hate your name?
I love it now, but I think I hated it when I was about 3.
Okay. Right. So early. Why's that?
Well, I just changed the pronunciation of the name.
Okay. What was it and what is it now?
So it was Alicia.
Yep.
And I now say it as Alicia.
Alicia.
Now, I love that I guessed correctly because Grace didn't give me any phonetics here. And I could have answered with Alicia from Newey.
No, that's when I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no.
Oh, right. Okay. So, I mean, so all you did was change the pronunciation. You didn't have to do anything legally, did you?
No, thank goodness.
That's good.
But I guess when most people read your name, do they just say it that way?
No, they still say Alicia, and it's like, no, Alicia.
Yeah, I looked at it, and I mean, I said Alicia.
Yeah, I think I said leash.
Well, see, Alicia Silverstone actually goes by Alicia Silverstone. She hates being called Alicia.
Oh, there you go, fun
Learning
fact.
Learning things tonight.
I mean, no idea who that is, but I mean, fun fact. Emmett from the Sydney Coast. Hi, Emmett.
Hey, how you going?
We're good, mate. Thoughts on your name. Do you love it? Do you hate it?
No, I love it.
Good on you, mate.
Well, we were talking about
this
before. Someone regretted calling their son Emmett from Twilight. Have you heard that before, Emmett?
I've heard a few things. There's been Dr. Emmett Brown from Back to the Future. There's Emmett from the Lego Movie.
Oh, yes.
Okay. There's been Emmett from Keeping Up Appearances.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And my name is quite unique. I think by the time I turned 21, I'd only heard one other person called Emmett.
I'll be honest with you, Emmett. I've never met an Emmett other than chatting to you right now.
Yeah. There you go. I've probably met three in my lifetime.
Met three other Emmetts.
Yeah.
So at one point there was two Emmetts in a room.
That's right. But it's very rare.
Wow.
Do you have a nickname, Emmett?
Oh, mate, I've got about a million. And none of them have anything to do with Emmett.
Yeah, that's what I love about Australia.
I thought we'd get Metty or something. All right, Steph from Camden. Steph, do you love your name? Do you hate your name?
So I love it now.
Okay.
So my name was Stefania. And in the 80s in Australia, that was quite an exotic, difficult name to pronounce.
Yeah.
And I hated it. So when I got my L's when I was 16, I changed the spelling of the name and put PH on everything. So like my marriage certificate, my house, my deeds, everything is Stephanie. And then once I had my daughter, I was like, why did I do that to my mum? I would not want my daughter to change her name.
Yeah.
So now everyone that I meet, I introduce myself as Stefania.
Can you
say the name Stefania?
Yeah, Stefania.
Stefania.
Oh, it's just, you're Stefania.
Stefania.
Plenty of fun. Yeah.
Stefania.
Yeah. Liz from Wagga. Hello, Liz.
How are you going?
All right, talk us. So your full name is...
We're good, Liz, thanks.
Your full name, Elizabeth, yeah? Do you love it? Do you hate it?
Yeah. Well, it's actually my maiden name that I have an issue with. It's caused a lot of trouble throughout my life. It's Box, B-O-X.
Okay.
My father's name was Richard, the nickname for Richard, Dick.
Okay,
Dick Box.
Dick Box, lovely.
My ex-stepmother was Joy, so that was Dick and Joy Box. My... grandmother was Philippa, so fill up her box.
Oh, no!
My best friend in high school, still my best friend today, she was Joanne Hancock, so we were cock and box throughout high school. I can't make this up. And I have kept my ex-husband's last name because it's just easier.
Sorry, wow. Elizabeth, I just...
This is amazing.
I don't believe you.
You had a whole repertoire.
It's just...
That's a well done for
fill up her boxes.
I know. That's thinking outside the box. That one is. That's well, Lee, round of applause. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Liz Box.
So, wait. So, what's your last name now?
Dayton.
Dayton. So, you didn't like Box?
Well, I kept getting show us your box, Boxy, and I didn't really understand that until I was in high school.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, well, it's an odd thing to say to a child.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay, because you can hear it all here. The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Please welcome producer Dip in for some gossip.
Gossip Dip, gossip Dip, gossip Dip, gossip Dip.
Gossip Dip. It's gossip great.
Gossip Dip, gossip Dip, gossip Dip, gossip Dip.
Do your line, your famous line.
I really wish you wouldn't do that.
No.
Oh.
You do think you're funny.
You do think you're funny.
Yes.
Yes, and shout out to Audio Bones.
Oh, Audio Bones. And well again, Bones. God, he is on this week. Audio Bones.
He's actually heading home now. He's just sticking around to hear that.
He was like, that's it, I'm done.
The best was, so I didn't know that was in there, right? Yeah. And he just stood up, gave me a nod, and I knew exactly what that meant.
Gossip Dip. Gossip. Can we hear it again?
Of course you can.
Gossip Dip. Gossip Dip.
Rita Ora is unfortunately getting roasted online after covering Kate Bush's running up that hill.
Jeez, you emphasised a weird word there, didn't you?
Covering Kate Bush's. Yeah,
Bush. Something on the mind, mate.
I was like, what's the end of this sentence?
I don't know, mate. You're reading in front of you.
Oh, come on, Dipper. What do you got?
After covering Kate Bush's running up that hill.
If I only could, I'd make a deal with God.
Oh.
And I'd tell him to swamp our places. You're running up that road.
Oh.
You're running up that hill. With no problem.
No, 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 no.
I don't know what that is.
That is not. That's just a different song.
It's no melody. The notes are so unpredictable.
What the hell is that? That reminds me of when Fergie did the US anthem.
That's what people are comparing it to online.
What the hell was that? Oh,
So this was at the Rock and Rio multi-show festival in Brazil.
One of the great fizzies.
Unfortunately, it has appeared online, and people are just being really mean about it. Yeah. But it's not good, is it?
It isn't. It really isn't. It's.
I mean, you know, sometimes I hate covers because, you know, they're exactly the same.
Mm.
And I like when people, you know, put their little touch on it.
Yeah.
Mm. That's too much. You know what the problem is there, Nath?
Mm.
She's got too much dip on her chip.
Oh.
Gossip tip. Gossip tip. Gossip tip. Gossip tip. The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
And Jim, the chess community is absolutely up in arms, guys, and rumours and conspiracy theories are circulating. This is huge in the chess community. After 19-year-old chess grandmaster Hans Niemann from the USA, ranked 2,701 in the world, shocked the chess world when he somehow beat 31-year-old Magnus Carlsen from Norway, number one in the world and five-time world chess champ in only a few moves. This is wild. So the chess community is like, how did this guy beat the grandmaster Carlsen?
And he was rated 2,700 and something.
2,701.
And he beat the number one
And
guy.
He beat numero uno and five-time consecutive world chess champ, right?
Out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. Now, here's the thing. Chess fans have been pointing the finger at Niemann, saying he must have cheated and that something dodgy has clearly happened. That's what people are saying. They're like, there's no way that this guy could beat
him. How do you cheat at chess?
Well, that's the thing. Apparently, it's very difficult. And it's like, there's so many different, like, things that stop you from cheating. Like, in the rules. Like, there's so many people watching.
No, but I mean, like, how do you cheat at chess?
Well,
like, I don't even know how to play chess.
I know how to play chess, but like the other person's moves then determine your moves.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
So apparently, like, the only way to cheat at chess is to somehow get a message from somebody who's watching and Googling ways to, or researching ways to attack.
Like an earpiece or something.
Yeah, like an earpiece or something like that.
Yeah, because
right?
if what someone does affects your moves, that's what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
How do you cheat? That would make
100%.
Sense. So someone can see it and go, if they move their pawn to R2, then what
did
do
you
I
say
do?
Prawn?
Yeah.
What are they?
He's a grandmaster.
Pawn.
Hey. It's not 10 o'clock yet, okay? Can't say porn.
Hey, relax, mate. You're not on the couch with your mum.
Yeah. Watching Bridgerton.
Now, this is interesting, right? Speaking of porn. The latest rumour, this is ridiculous, is that he inserted wireless anal beads and an accomplice watching the game used AI to transmit messages to the beads whilst he was playing, sending signals.
Like vibrations.
Vibrations into his bot, and then he was able to read those signals. Oh, no, this is ridiculous. And read those signals and therefore know what move to play to beat the world number one.
So it's like a Morse code situation.
Correct. Through the use of beads.
Right.
Yeah.
Queen to checkmate.
You picked that up, did you?
Yeah, just from that.
That was good. really enjoyed that. Niemann has admitted to cheating in online tournaments when he was younger, but he denies any cheating against Carlsen and explicitly denies the use of AI anal beads.
Okay,
AI though? Artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
I don't understand that either.
Is there any proof that he had even like non-AI anal beads in at the time?
No, there is no.
So someone's just gone, this is the only way it could have happened.
Yes, this is a pure conspiracy theory from fans going, well, he didn't have an earpiece in. There was no other way.
So you can see his ears?
You could see his ears. You could see the one thing we couldn't see is
okay.
His hole.
Okay. Now, there's a whole bunch, like not just anal beads. There's vibrators. There's a whole bunch of wireless remote control.
Sure.
Nath, you don't know about this, so I'm talking to Grace.
No, this is a wild world. It's a big world out there, guys.
Naughty wild world. There's a bunch of remote controlled sex toys out there.
Sure.
Correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it doesn't just have to be anal beads. But, so it could be a vibrator, it could be whatever, sure. and you can control it. So it doesn't have to be AI. Like, Grace could have one in right now, and I could be controlling it with the remote.
I don't, just for the record.
Jim, press that button, see what happens.
Oh. No, guessing what I'm saying is, so it didn't just have to be anal beads. It could be a vibrator, but it could be in his pocket. You know what I mean?
You're so right.
It couldn't even just be a phone in his pocket or something.
Well, I mean, yeah, if he's working off Morse code.
Why does it have to be like a butt plug?
Why? Okay, just a few questions. Why does it have to be anal beads? It could be a butt plug. There's vibrating butt plugs.
Absolutely.
Anal beads are so more aggressive. No shame out there if you use them. They're just a lot more aggressive
absolutely,
as an anal
yeah.
toy.
Mm.
And then the fact that they're vibrating inside of him and then AI, why do they need to be artificially intelligent?
How much you just have a button.
Yeah. How much are you spending on the AI anal beads?
It's one dude pushing a button going, burr, 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 burr. What's the AI part? God, I'm so good.
And then on top of that, he would have to learn what the messages mean, what the anal bead Morse code messages mean to translate them to chess moves. Like, there is
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, you would have to learn Morse code.
There is a bit going on here.
Oh, well, I've put the anal beads in now. I might as well learn Morse code.
While I'm here, you know what I mean? So, 131060.
Where did you put the anal beads in?
What question could I particularly ask? 131060.
Can't even get the number out.
Can you translate this?
Okay, so one of us have anal beads in. We're going to sit in the desk and you're going to hear the vibrations.
Once in a lifetime opportunity, we're giving you the remote, all right? This has never happened.
Anyone out there, can you speak Morse code?
This is unhinged. What is the phone we're asking?
Oh, I don't know.
Are you wearing anal beads?
What game did you cheat in? Is what we're going with. What game did you cheat in? 131060. It can be a board game. It can be a sport. It can be poker with the mates. Whatever it is, 131060. What game did you cheat in? If you give us a buzz, $100 anal. I mean, Jimmy brings vouchers
no
to give away.
No one's calling.
What game did you cheat in?
No one knows what to call.
The question is, what game did you cheat in? If you want to win a $100 Jimmy Brings voucher, 131060, it's Jimmy Nate.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay. Because you could hear it all here.
We'll just ask the question, 131060, not going to believe it. What game did you cheat in? What game did you cheat in?
Is that what we asked?
We got a bit lost.
Yeah.
Look, there's been a bit of a conspiracy going around in the chess world when the number 2,701 chess player in the world somehow beat the five-time world champ, and people are saying the only way he could have possibly done that is by cheating. And then also people have then gone, well, the only way he could have cheated is by using AI anal beads and Morse code.
It's the only option.
We've gone through everything else. It must be those. It
has to be the...
So we're asking, what have you cheated in? What kind of game have you cheated in? Danny from Avondale Heights. Hello, Danny. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Danny, what have you cheated in?
I used to play Monopoly with my younger sister, and we used to just put the board, like the bank, on the table. And every time she would sort of turn her head away, I'd just sneak 100 into my stash. And she never knew.
It's not even a subtle note, is it? Like, you're going for one of the top ones, you know?
Oh, but, yeah. Sort of make it worth it.
Danny, when you say she never knew, did you ever end up telling her? Did you ever figure it out?
No, I've never told her. No, she just always thought I was really good at Monopoly.
So, Danny, you would always win then, yeah?
Yeah, always.
So... Is there any chance she's listening to the show right now, or the secret's still safe?
Well, she's in New South Wales, but I don't know. Probably not.
131060, if you're Danny's sister.
Yeah, Danny wants to apologise. I got you. Shana from Newcastle. Shana, what game did you cheat in?
So I know that this is really bad, and I probably shouldn't be saying it on the radio, but trivia.
Oh, like as in at a pub trivia?
Yeah.
Nah, it's fine, Sean. I've done it. So, Jimmy, it's Jimmy talking. I do it plenty of times.
Yeah.
We had a few too many ones, and then we had no idea of any question, not even one. And then I said, what if we just put the phone under the table and talk to Siri and ask the questions, and then Siri can answer it.
Classic.
Okay, Shana, now, as I said to you, it's Jimmy. I've done this before at the pub. Now, the worst thing for me is I've still never won.
Yeah.
And I've cheated. So
did it pay off?
I want to ask you, did it work for you?
Well, we try not to be too loud because we didn't want the person to hear us asking the questions. So we kind of had to whisper it. And half the time, Siri didn't really get what we were saying.
Nah.
So you still didn't win, Shana?
No, definitely didn't. This is already halfway through the game, so we probably should have done it at the start.
No, what you do is, Shana, you write some questions or you just remember them, and then you go up to the bathroom. And then when you're in your bathroom, whip the phone out, Google all the questions, remember the answers, go back, sit down.
Yeah, that's a good one.
There you go. Every free palmy Jimmy's ever won, he cheated to get it.
I never won. I've never won. I've cheated and never won. I cheated at Monopoly and never won.
Producer Grace, you're weighing in here as a notorious non-cheater. You hate all this.
This is not fun. This is not how you play fun games.
I don't want
to. Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, Debs. What game did you cheat in?
Well, it was the clowns at the show.
Okay.
Oh, with the ball
in the mouth.
Yes.
How?
Don't you worry. I was brought up. My uncles and aunties did the shows.
Yep.
Right. And I went over to the Bendigo show and got on the clowns, and the girl was too busy talking to these young guys, and I thought, beauty. So I, the front of the clowns, there's a little flip down thing if you reach underneath, like a little pallet. It drops down. Well, I just lifted the balls up and put them all up in number one, and I won a big prize.
Debbie, that is awesome.
It's way smarter, not harder.
Oh, Deb, you are.
Deb, I love you.
I love you, Deb.
Deb, you may be one of the greatest people to ever call a show. Good on you, Deb.
Thank you.
It was Deb. Yeah. Hi, Emma from Essendon. Hi, Em.
Hi, how you going?
We're good, Em. What game did you cheat in?
Uno. I used to play with my nan, and for a long time she had no idea how I was winning, and she used to wear glasses, and the bottom half of her glasses had the magnifying glass.
Yep.
And I could see her class cards, like the reflection.
No, you're fleecing nan!
She had no idea how I was continuing to win. And then one day I felt so bad. I was like, Nan, I can see your card in your glasses. And she was, she had no idea.
Oh, fleecing Nan.
I know. That's good. I mean, I never knew how to cheat in Uno, but that's.
Yeah, I mean.
When you really need it.
Well, if you know their cards, you know their moves. So you really need I always win.
You need an older person with bifocal glasses.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
I'm not ready. That's my fault. What am I doing? Sleeping. Nate, do some grace. I'll be honest with you, Australia. If you have been listening to the show, I'm editing a video of the three of us discussing anal beads.
Yep. Didn't think that one would make the Instagram, but I'm glad it is.
It's the video no one asked for, but the video everyone needs.
I didn't think it would make the show. Can I be really, really quickly be honest with you guys? I don't look at the show plan anymore till we're live, right?
Sure.
And you guys having a conversation out in the office, and you guys are talking about anal beads. I thought you were just having like a laugh.
Having a chat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that conversation was had because I said, I really like the phono, what game did you cheat at? And Nath was like, I think it'd be really good for weekend breakfast. And I went, Nath, the story's about anal beads.
If you brought that to weekend breakfast, we would have been fired.
Yeah, well, I mean, you blame the executive producer, mate. She would put it on the show.
Yeah, it's Grace's fault. Nath, producer Grace, researchers and scientists have been working on the best way to get babies back to sleep. I reckon they've got a plan. Now, according to results in Current Biology, it's recommended that parents pick up their crying baby and walk around with them for 5 minutes or so without any abrupt stops or sudden changes in direction, and then sit them down, hold them for 5 to 8 minutes before laying them back down again.
Right.
I mean, it makes sense not to have anything abrupt or, like going around corners and stuff. I feel like if you need to be told that, that's not quite relaxing to put you to sleep.
Now, none of us have children. Bones.
Audio Bones. Bring him in here. The father of the show.
Well, yeah, he's the only one that has a child. Did you hear? Jump on a mic. You grab. Sorry, Grace, you're out.
No, it's all right.
Sorry, Dibby.
You don't have a child. Bones, how you? Your son celebrated one first birthday? What are they?
Couple of dads just shooting it. Yeah.
I don't have a child. What are they called? One, first birthday?
Yeah, first birthday, 1, 12 months.
Yeah, whatever,
whatever it is.
If you want to do it in weeks, you can. 52 weeks.
Is that 365 days old?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's exciting. I'm going to go with days. Bones, we're just discussing the best way to get babies back to sleep. Do you have any hacks you could share with Australia?
I mean, it depends on their age, but... Mm. I mean, for me, like, I always just go with the old, keep holding them, keep loving them, you know. I used to sing a song to my son Elijah when he was very little. It's kind of like a rewrite of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. I used to sing, little, little, little Eli, time to sleep, time to say goodbye, time to dream of mummy and me, time to sleep now, little baby.
Wow.
Yeah. And my wife did a version as well, but she changed the lyric instead of Mummy and Me. She would say Daddy and Me.
I'll be honest, when you were singing that, was anyone else getting drowsy?
I was.
It was working with me. Because also,
it would work every time.
CC
Bones.
I mean,
sometimes for like 30 minutes, but eventually it would work.
I've done a huge rendition of it. But I think because you have such a calm demeanor as well, Bonesy, I think that helps when you sing as well. Because I look at you and go, oh, that's so relaxing.
It is. And you're a very relaxing voice. If I was going, twinkle, twinkle.
I can't even,
what are they, year, birthday, whatever it is. Look, what I want to do in 131060, I want to see if we can make you fall asleep on the show.
Great.
I don't know how we're going to go with this, but I thought we could play some of that little lullaby music there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? We're actually going to keep Bones in the studio. You know, we're getting rid of the lullaby music. Bones is going to sing to Australia.
Yeah, I want to use that song because it's, I'll be honest, the lullaby music, it sucks, right?
No. So what we're going to do is
me up.
You're going to call the show Australia, 131060. We're going to get Bones to sing to you, and we're going to see if we can make you fall asleep on this show.
I love this because
we've got a prize for people.
Yeah, I'll get $100 Jimmy Brings vouchers if you fall asleep on the show. Or no, if you give it a crack, right? You don't have to fall asleep on the show. If you give it a crack, 131060, our audio wizard CC Bones, he's going to sing that beautiful lullaby that he sings to his 1 year old or his 52-month year old.
365 day year old.
Give us a call, 131060. Audio Bones will try and put you to sleep. If he does so, great. But regardless, you're getting a $100 Jimmy Brings voucher. If you want to play, give us a call. 131060.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Yeah, Nate, we've just asked 131060. Can we try and make you fall asleep on the show? I figure at this point of the night, you know, people are getting a bit tired. The eyes are getting heavy.
Winding down.
People are winding down. Producer Grace would like me to remind Australia to not try this while you're driving.
Yes.
I'd hope you wouldn't.
Good reminder.
You know, we'll say it. If you do want to partake in this, because we are going to go to calls, but if you do want to partake, pull over safely, recline your chair, you know. Now, we were going to play some lullaby music, but then I realised the reason we're doing this is I found a study where researchers and scientists have come up with the best way to get babies back to sleep. Then we brought in Audio Bones. Nathan, massive round of applause for Audio Bones.
God, he's good, isn't he?
He's the only one of the team that has a child, currently celebrating its 365-day anniversary.
Yep, little Eli.
And we found out you sing Eli a nursery rhyme.
Yeah, like a nursery rhyme, lullaby. It's kind of my own thing, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Are you still doing that? Are you still singing the lullaby?
Yeah, I am, but I whisper at the moment. I go like, and he really likes that.
Does your partner make you sing that to her as well? Does that help her go to sleep?
You know what? I think I used to, like a few years ago. I used to sing something because she's a little bit younger than me. So she was, when I met her, she was only like, I think just turned 19. So
right, okay.
She was, I wouldn't say a baby, but young.
A 19-year-old baby.
Stop, Bones, for getting yourself in trouble. Now, I don't want to put too much pressure on you, but you were changing lyrics for your son Eli. So what I'd love for you to do is change the lyrics for our callers as well. Maybe just throw their name in. You can do that.
Yeah. As long as they don't mind saying, I'm their daddy.
We didn't ask that. We made sure nobody was driving. Okay, Tate from Penner. Hello, Tate. Welcome to the show. We got you there?
Yeah, mate.
Now, Tate, are you ready to be potentially put to sleep by Audio Bones?
Oh, let's see how he goes.
Okay, you've got a beautiful deep voice, Tate. Can I ask how old you are, Tate?
25.
Just turned 25,
actually.
He's younger
than me. Okay, just turned 25.
Now, Tate, as well, do you have a problem with Bones calling you daddy?
No, he would be calling himself daddy, but referring to Tate as his daddy.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
No, that's all good.
It's a weird song to sing. Okay, this is...
it's a new challenge.
Okay, so Tate, I need you to relax yourself, all right? Relax yourself, and then when you're ready, you let us know, and then Audio Bones will rip into this song, okay?
All right.
Tell us when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, Audio Bones, over to you.
Little Tate, time to sleep, time to say goodbye, time to dream of Mummy and Me. Time to sleep now, little baby.
Tate, are you asleep? Yeah!
That would have woken him up.
Okay, well done. Audio Bones, you're on fire. Okay, Steve from Blackburn. G'day, Steve.
Yeah, how you going?
Oh, yeah, we're good, mate. Steve.
Same question, Steve. Is can Audio Bones call you daddy?
I missed all that, Steve, but don't worry about it. All you need to do is fall asleep for us. Okay, Steve-O, I'm going to let you get nice and comfortable. So where are you at the moment, Steve?
Laying on the bed, buddy.
Perfect. 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 Okay, this is good. Imagine Audio Bones is in your house. You've left the door open.
No, you have left the door open. He's broken in.
He smashed the window open. He's coming in. You're like, oh, just in time, Audio Bones, because I need to go to sleep. And then, all right, Steve, so you're relaxed on the bed. Audio Bones breaks in, tiptoes into your room, and then this happens.
Going to try the whisper version this time.
Okay. Here we go.
Was it Steve?
Steve.
Already, man.
Little Steve, time to sleep, time to say goodbye, time to dream of mummy and me, time to sleep now, little Steve, baby.
Steve-O.
Oh, sorry, were you singing that for me then?
Oh, go off it.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Guys, apparently, how good is this? The early bird does in fact get the worm after a new study has confirmed that waking up early is good for you, everybody. Waking up early is good for you. I can't find my little, you know, my fanfare thing that I normally have. Da-da-da-da. I don't know where that is.
I wonder why you kept saying it.
Yeah, because I was like,
waking up early.
I was like,
it's good for you.
You keep saying it, you can play your thing, but it's not there. Oh, here we go. Waking up early is good for you guys.
Interesting time for us to bring this to the show because, you know, I thought we'd do it on weekend breakfast, not here at late nights, but
I just do what's on the show plan, mate.
No, it was because we were just talking about being asleep and falling asleep. I thought it fit in nicely.
Okay.
And this, you know, this is often people who stay up late, wake up late. So maybe we can change some minds.
I don't think we can. As someone who stays up late, it's quite hard to get up early and get that worm.
Hey, guys, can I push on with the story?
Me and Grace, we'll chat after the show.
Off here. Yeah,
I'll call her after the show.
Guys, waking up early can improve a person's cognition and making them happier, according to researchers at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, or UPMC, for those playing along at home. And they found that elderly adults who woke up before 7 a.m. scored better on cognitive tests and overall had better moods from waking up pre-7 o'clock. Grace?
I don't believe this.
I had a feeling that the first person to wake up here would be producer Grace. Yeah. Notoriously wakes up around 11 a.m.
Around 11. Yeah. Now that we're doing nighttime radio, around 11. It is hard when we then have to go to sleep Friday night to get up for weekend breakfast.
Sure.
But I have to admit, I'm in a worse mood on weekends when I do wake up early.
Right.
So,
yeah, you are. We walk in Saturday morning and we're like, is the dog dead? Is something happened?
What, somebody's dead.
I'm just awake.
And you just and then we go, is everything all right? And you go, yep. And we go, okay.
Yeah. You're not a morning person. Have been. Mm-hmm. Jim, you and I are morning people. We like to get up, seize the day. I mean, you're better at it than I am. I'm just a poor sleeper inner. I'm not good at staying in bed.
I do love a sleep in, but I'll be honest, like, and if you don't know, we used to do Hobart breakfast before we took on this job. So we were doing, the start of this year, we were doing Hobart breakfast and weekend breakfast. Yep. We were doing breakfast 7 days a week.
That's a lot of breaking.
Idiots. I miss the early mornings. I'll be honest.
I like early mornings. Because
you get up and you can work out, you can get stuff done, and then you got the rest of your day.
Absolutely.
I feel like I'm missing out on things. You know what I mean? I wake up now and everyone else is awake, so I wake up to like 50 messages.
Oh, 100%. And people have had conversations. Meg's had half her work day. My partner, she's had half her work day already. Yep. She's had two coffees. I'm waking up at 8:40, going, oh, gee whiz. Producer Grace waking up for lunch.
Oh, how would you feel? Because, I mean, Nathan and I, we wake up to messages from friends, family, partners. Mm. You would wake up from the messages we send in group texts into you.
Oh, I wake up to like a phone book worth of things to read every morning.
What do you think puts her in the bad mood?
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
The V Sisters. You hate it when I call them that. That's a good nickname.
They're the Veronicas.
Yeah, or the V Sisters.
And they're both embarking on solo projects at the moment.
Yeah, aren't they breaking up, the V Sisters?
I don't know if they're breaking up or whether it's just a, like, we're just doing our own things for a bit and then we'll come back together.
I'll be completely honest. I've seen so many articles going, you won't believe what the Veronicas are doing. And I refuse to give in a clickbait.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's either, they're breaking up or they're rebranding to the V Sisters.
I really hoped it was coming in Gossip Grace. I'll be honest. Every day I was like, man, I hope I find out about this because I'm not.
Well, here you go.
I'm over clickbait, guys. Can we get rid of it? Why do we need it still?
Just have everything you need to know in the headline.
Yep.
I mean, look, as another person who is constantly sucked in by clickbait, yes, can we get rid of clickbait? 100%.
This is not a lie. I did see some news outlet post. You won't believe what's happened to the Queen.
No.
Yeah.
No,
it was deleted. It was deleted. Wait,
what happened to the Queen?
Oh, you didn't click.
I'm going to have to click on that. That's behind a paywall. I don't care.
Hey, coming up next, the Google Off returns. Ooh. Producer Grace is back on Google Off reigns.
We didn't leave. It was here last week.
I know,
week. You
but I return.
I mean, producer Dippy, the Dipster.
Oh, Dippy, yes.
Yeah, Dippy.
It's back next.
Okay.
It was really good last week.
I've heard.
With Eggs Benny. So.
I'm worried that I may not compare.
Well, remember last time you did the Google Off, we were going to take it out the back and shoot it.
Oh, yes.
Nath was actually surprised. Nath went, so we were live on air. Nath goes, Eggs Benny, you don't know this, but last week I think we nearly killed it. And then Eggs Benny had prepped it, and we went, well, we can't kill it now.
So
we did it, and it was.
Yes, it was really good.
I think that was just one bad time. I don't think the Google Off is inherently bad.
Well, we'll find out next, won't we?
So, you missed Jimmy and Nath last night? That's okay, because you could hear it all here. The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Are you feeling lucky, punks? Go ahead. Get your fingers ready, boys. It's time for the Google Off.
My favorite thing is when we do this each week is that I have a Google account. So now it shows me what my Google history is.
Oh.
Would you guys like to know
what
the last thing I Googled is?
What do you got?
Are degrees and diplomas the same thing?
And can you tell, please, producer Dippy, what the answer to that was?
No.
It's a turn of phrase.
I Googled it during the show, but then we sort of went somewhere else with it.
Do you just not Google things? Because that's a long time to have not Googled something.
Well, it's 24 hours. What else am I supposed to Google today?
I Google constantly.
What have you Googled
just
today?
Just my stream of consciousness. I Google everything.
Can you tell me?
What's the last thing you Googled?
Yeah, let's have a look. Well, now it gives away the Google off answers.
Tell me.
I can't.
Early in the week, Dippy was created.
Is a diploma a degree?
Here's how the Google Off works. I'll give you a question on something that happened this week. You need to Google as quickly as you can to find the answer. Names are your buzzers. As soon as you buzz in, you need to take your fingers off your keyboards. You may scroll, but you cannot click. And it is, of course, best of three.
Can't wait till the first question when she goes, this is your opportunity to get back into it.
I'm not going to do that. Question number one. Danny and Glenn from The Script joined the show this week. What was the name of the Irish boy band that Danny was a member of before he joined The Script?
Jimmy.
Oh, God. That was a lengthy Google.
I've got no.
You all right,
mate? Yeah. No, you go, mate. I'm just.
Oh, that's how it works.
I'm having some issues over here.
Jimmy.
Danny and his best friend Mark were in a boy band called My Town.
Correct.
Oh, well
and,
done, mate.
Mark is also now in The Script.
Oh,
he was the one member we didn't talk to.
Can I ask what you Googled there? What did you type in?
What was the name of Irish boy band Danny joined?
It's pretty good.
And you didn't even put The Script in there and they just...
No, that's actually... And Google I didn't off. Google Irish, I drew Rish. Name of the Rish band.
That's good.
I just got in Danny Irish.
All right, question...
That's it. Danny Irish. I'm not a good typer, guys. If I ever win, we were discussing this off air. If I ever get a point, it's because I'm guessing the question. That's it.
Question number two.
This is for you to get back into it.
Yeah.
I wasn't even going to say that.
Otherwise, I wouldn't have known.
I know.
Yeah.
The 74th Primetime Emmy Awards were held this week. Who has been nominated for the most Emmys without ever actually winning an award?
Nath. Oh.
Can I ask what you Googled there?
Who is nom most Emmys without Akala Winab?
Yeah, good. I'll be pleasantly surprised if Google figures this one out.
She whiz. I can scroll, can't I? Honestly, there's not even a name anywhere, and there's only two things that have come up. Like, there's not... I don't even... Annie. Someone called Annie.
No. Jimmy.
Been nominated a record 18 times, but never won an Emmy. That would be Angela Lansbury.
That's correct.
Well done.
Who is Angela Lansbury?
She is this very accomplished actress. She's been on Broadway and stuff. And she was also the voice of the Queen in Anastasia, the movie. And she was in Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
Isn't she in Golden Girls?
Isn't that Golden Girls?
Yes.
No?
Yes, she is in Golden Girls. Yes, absolutely she is. No, Murder, She Wrote.
Murder, She Wrote.
Murder, She Wrote.
Murder, She Wrote.
Yep. Why do I know that?
Oh, she's still alive.
Yeah, she's 96.
Remember, Grace?
The same age as the Queen.
Bobbing along on the bottom of the beautiful briny sea.
After I just mentioned the Queen, guys. Come on.
I said the Queen and you were too late. You too committed and went, bobbing along.
You guys are cool.
It's her favourite
question
song.
Number three. Jimmy has won this, but would you like a third question?
Yeah, absolutely, mate. For honour.
All right. A third La Nina in a row has been confirmed coming into spring and summer. Since 1950, how many times have we seen three consecutive La Nina events?
Nate. I mean, I had to buzz in, didn't I?
You did.
This is a doozy. What have you Googled?
La Nina, how three in a row?
Yep. Surprise. Look, it's a number, so you could probably take a stab at this one.
How many times has this happened where you've got three in a row?
Mm-hmm.
It can't be too common, can it?
No, that's why everyone's talking about it.
Nice.
Four.
No, Jimmy.
I'm scrolling because I Googled how many have we seen three consecutive La Nina events, and there's nothing really coming up. Oh. I'm scrolling down. I'm just looking through stuff. While consecutive La Nina events are rare, there are three instances since 1950.
Oh, yeah, three?
Yep.
Oh, well done.
That little soft.
It was really low because we went so sad? Long. No, because the Google off finished, so there you go.
Well done.
Three from
well
three.
Done,
well done,
Jimmy.
Mate. Thanks, you're on today. You are absolutely on today. Well done. Bobbing along on the bottom of the beautiful...
Jimmy doesn't know the song.
He's happy to be here.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Nate, producer Grace, a Melbourne man has been charged after a three-hour pursuit across Melbourne ended in sexy time. Yes, police spotted a red golf, Volkswagen Golf. What did I say?
You said a red Golf.
Golf, yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
I picked it up.
It was allegedly travelling with false plates at 180 kilometres.
Jeez, that's very fast.
That is quick for a golf cart.
He's alleged the man was driving 100 kilometres over the 80k speed limit.
That is
not good.
That's going quick.
7 News reported that when police finally stopped the car, they found it, the man's having sex in it.
Was it an adrenaline situation?
In the back of the car? This sounds like the plot of Rush.
Speed.
Yeah, is that the guy where he's got to...
I've never seen Speed.
It's one of the... What's the one producer, Grace, where he's got to keep doing it to stay alive?
What?
Keep his adrenaline up. Is that Rush or Speed or something like that?
Speed is where you can't slow the bus down. Yeah.
Bomb in the bus.
I don't know that movie.
Did I have a dream about a movie? What's the one where his adrenaline's got to stay up or he dies? Or have I made that up?
Can you Google that, Grace?
Yeah, this movie.
He's got to have sex, otherwise he dies.
Just porn?
Maybe it's porn.
About a porno, you
want? Maybe it's a porno. It's got to be habit.
We got to have sex, otherwise I'm going to explode.
It sounds like a porno. Oh, God, it was a porno.
It sounds like you've confused a porno with Speed.
Yeah.
Because Speed is about...
Is there anything coming up?
No.
Oh, jeez.
What? Do you want to have a Google, Nate?
Movie where... I know the Google off's done, guys, but movie where guy will die.
No, because if you
Are you thinking of the movie It Follows? Where it was, it was kind of like you had to have sex with someone.
Crank.
Like...
It's called Crank.
Definitely a porno. You're cranking it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm on UGs. No, okay. That's Crank. The plot centres on a British hitman. Blah blah blah. Jason Statham. That's right.
Yeah. Keep going.
He's been poisoned and must keep his adrenaline flowing constantly in order to keep him alive. He does so for various methods, including taking drugs, getting into fights, and also having sex.
I still think this is a porno you've come across.
Well, starring Jason Statham. Well, he's a sexy dude.
Well, I was going to ask, how do you think you go from speeding to then having sex?
Adrenaline.
Yeah, you got to keep it up like the movie.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.
You got the Jimmy and Nate Show Thursday night, and this, guys, is where we wrap it up.
Yeah, look, it's time for the show rating, and I've got to give it a 10 out of 10 after
Tell us about the movie Crank.
Yeah.
Which I'd recommend it. I haven't watched it. I might go watch it.
I wouldn't, because from memory, it's not a great movie.
You remember it?
Yeah, I just remember there was a guy. I didn't really remember like the good parts of the movie. It's just a guy who has to have sex, otherwise he dies.
No,
I think I also have this disease.
There is a Crank 2. There's
a Crank 2!
Oh, is there?
Does he get injected by the same poison? Because that feels like a very niche event to happen.
What's give me the premises.
What of Crank 2? Okay.
Yeah, what do you got for Crank 2? Also Jason Statham, starring him too?
Yep.
Well, obviously he has enough sex in the first one then, doesn't he?
Yeah. Okay, okay. Medics harvest his heart and replace it with an artificial one. He later learns that his real heart is with someone else and races to find him before the battery in his artificial heart runs out. It's a lot of very unusual medical episodes happening.
So is he
going
to have sex to keep the artificial heart alive? Where does that come in?
Probably. He's got a pump to pump.
Yeah.
That should have been the name. Pump to pump.
Pump to pump. No, none of that?
No.
Yeah, well, there's never a good sequel, is
it? Not very good ratings, I'll be honest.
Mate, do yourself a favour, guys. We've got tomorrow off. Everyone, homework. Go watch Crank.
Crank.
I'm not watching Crank.
We'll watch it together.
Just a reminder, we're off next week. Yeah. We are back Saturday and Sunday, live, but we do have a week off.
Yeah. Recharging the old batteries.
Like this guy with his heart.
I know what Nathan will be doing.
Watching Crank.
Adios, Australia.
That's it. But don't worry, you can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials at Jimmy and Nate and catch the show weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network and on the Listener app. Or if you see them, just give them a little kiss.